I'm Eric Harley, and we're at the Great American Trucking Show, sitting down now with our friends from Love's Travel Stops and Country Stores. Eric Roth is with us. Eric, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks. Great to see you again, Eric.
Great to see you. And Jared Smith is here. Jared, welcome to the program, sir.
Good to be here.
Let's talk about something very important here. This is a great campaign. The Children's Miracle Network, you folks at Love's are raising some money once again for CMN. Fill us in here, Jared, on that effort.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. This year, represented here at GATS, we've got our CMN tanker present. So if you're here, come check that out. But Children's Miracle Network is a very important cause that we support here at Love's. Been supporting it for many years. In particular, we've got a NASCAR event coming up that will be promoting that Children's Miracle Network. But again, our goal for this year is $2 million. Last year we raised a little bit over $1.5 million. So the support of our drivers and customers really helps drive that campaign, and we're looking forward to seeing some good numbers and good outpouring from the community to help with that program.
Yeah, and Eric, the community has been very, very responsive. The customers there at Love's, you know, stepping up here and really helping out.
Yeah, you know what's cool about the stores is that the stores have an autonomy to do whatever they need to do to raise the money that they can. And it is a contest for them to raise, and there's a lot of bragging rights at stake.
Right.
And
yeah.
So there's particular districts and divisions that do better than others. And there's a little bit of trash talk, you know, good natured, mind
right,
you.
But right.
Nonetheless, you know, we're gonna beat you like we did last year.
That's right.
Like a stepchild.
Let's get competitive.
Exactly. So there's, I mean, they have hog roasts and golf outings and poker runs and bake sales, and there's a lady in South Texas that you know, is famous for making tortillas and burritos, and she comes in and does that, and she's one of our diesel cashiers. So this is it means a lot to us, and it means a lot to the stores, and it's grassroots involvement. And the really cool part for us is that the money that we raise in that community, in that state, in that city, wherever the local children's hospital is that's supported with Children's Miracle Network hospitals, that money goes directly there. It doesn't go anywhere else. It stays in the state. It stays in the county, the city, wherever that's at. So we actually have it at the show, as Jared was talking about. We've got the big fuel hauler. We have a little mini one that's a go-kart one that we had made for us, and we call it Little G.
Right.
And it's actually wrapped with CMN on it as well. And we unveiled that at the OU Children's Hospital last month, I think, is what it was.
Yeah.
And the kids were just giddy, and the two miracle children that we're sponsoring this year were on the side of that truck. And so the big fuel hauler is running around all over the state of Oklahoma and a little bit of Texas and kind of sending that message out of gratitude that we have for the drivers and families that come in to help support that. And we have a lot of staff members that have taken advantage of, fortunately or unfortunately, of Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So it's a very important cause for us, and well-deserving, too.
You know, I can attest to this, how important this is. My great-nephew, Kyler, several years ago was in an accident, skiing, water skiing, and they had to fly him into the Dallas area from about 2 hours away to the Children's Hospital, Cook Children's here in Dallas. And thanks to the money that is given, then they were able to treat him successfully. You know, the first concern obviously was for, you know, him losing his life. And then once he was stabilized, whether he was a very athletic young man, whether he was going to be able to keep that leg, and all of that money, I can tell you, goes to work. And today, Kyler plays sports, and he gets out there and he plays for teams right down in Texas, you know, and as we start the school year, they're doing two-a-days, you know, before school and after school, practicing. And he's out there, and he's running, and he's performing like never before because of those kind of donations, because of the Children's Miracle Network. And I can't say enough good things about it. You know, I love him to death, and he's just bright and full of energy, and all those kids are that benefit from the Children's Miracle Network. So get involved, whoever you are. Get involved however you can, and just, you know, from the families that have benefited over the years from it, I can just tell you from our perspective, thank you to Love's for taking on such a great, great cause. I know it means a lot. Speaking of taking on a lot, you folks have been expanding, Eric, like crazy. I was telling you before we went on the air about my trip to go fishing to Colorado and driving through, you know, parts of West Texas, and I'm seeing new loves come up all over the place. How many new locations do you guys have recently?
Well, it's a floating number and kind of a running joke in the office because if you ask
what time is it?
Yeah, we have a Christmas party every year and we do this kind of man on the scene thing beforehand and play it for a Christmas video, kind of a gag reel and everybody has just numbers all over the board and you know you can go on the internet and find it.
Yeah.
But just trying to keep up with all of it is great and the neat part about it is that we're expanding so much in so many different areas to be able to bring, you know, services in kind of middle of nowhere. And that's how we started in Watonga, Oklahoma in 1964. If you've ever been to the middle of nowhere, Watonga is just a little bit to the right of that and still is to this day. And that store still stands. It's a country store. But, you know, our mission is to provide an oasis in the middle of nowhere. And I think right now we're at 27, and we're not done yet. We'll go all the way until the ground freezes and see what we can get done at this point.
So, yeah.
But Lubbock opens next week, and then I think there's two a week after that going into that. And, of course, you know, weather permitting, permits permitting, all of those sort of things certainly have an effect to that, too.
Yeah, ever expanding. Jared, fill us in on, for those who don't know, fill us in on Tire Pass. What is Tire Pass?
So Tire Pass is a really neat offering that we've got, and it's really revolutionizing and is revolutionary to the industry. We're really one of the only ones out there doing this at this point. So what it is, we call it an in-lane integrated solution. So not only can you get your fuel, your CNG, your DEF, whatever it is, we have this Tire Pass system, which essentially will, in the time it takes you to fuel, you can have all 18 of your tires checked, tread depth, inflated, deflated, whatever you need to be at your desired pressure to get you back on the road as quick as you can.
Wow.
So it's a really great offering and really can help improve the life of your rig, of your tires, really save you cost per mile on everything that you do. So, you know, it's just another solution that we have to help you get back on the road quickly.
Yeah, Eric, this is part of, speaking of ever expanding, but just the list of offerings at Love's locations has been expanding and really hasn't stopped for a long, long time. This is just part of that, right?
Sure. How many hours do you have when we can sit and tell you about all
I know, that? Exactly,
you
know, right.
In addition to compressed natural gas that we put on the lane, and we're doing that from a network perspective to really try to drive down the cost per mile. And we understand, and one of the things that we're promoting here at GATS are trying to help drivers understand is the real cost per mile that, you know, when you come to fill at Love's, if you fill 50 gallons, you get a free drink. That's free. And in other instances, it might cost you somewhere else a dollar, 50 cents or whatever. So every time you reach into your pocket, we understand what you're reaching for, and we value that. So the idea of Tire Pass and what we're doing with Tire Pass is to allow drivers to come in, whether you're an owner-operator or a fleet driver or somewhere in between there. It'll work for your car. But essentially, you come in, and through a wireless technology, we're able to go in and analyze the tread depth, give a visual inspection, and get the drivers out and going. We're still learning a lot. We've have it out in 200 locations now. We're training all of our technicians to be able to use it and to use it effectively. We've been slow in a couple of spots because we're trying to learn it and get the technology going. Mm-hmm. The technology's proven. It's a partnership with Haltech, and they make flow-through valve caps and all sorts of things. They're here at the show as well. Everybody's a friend of Haltech.
Yeah.
But what it does ultimately to the cost per mile for that driver is that we do several intercepts and interview drivers, and we say, do you know what you want your tire pressure set at? And some drivers will say, listen, I just drive this truck.
Right.
I don't know what it's set at. And so then there's a point of education, and that's the most important thing to us is educating drivers on how they can get more fuel efficiency, more out of their tires, more out of their truck. There's so many forces working against a driver today, that our whole mission, our whole focus is how do we teach drivers to reduce that cost per mile? So having properly inflated tires increases your fuel efficiency 6 to 8%. It's proven. You can look at that up anywhere. But having properly inflated tires allows those tires to run longer. And so that efficiency that comes out of it is the thing that's most important to us, to make sure that we help those drivers out to get down the road a little bit faster and move through that. So
right. If they're not able to stop at the Great American Trucking Show, where can they find out about locations and offerings from Love's? Can they go to the website, Jared?
Yeah, there's a couple different places you can find that information. Obviously, the website, www.loves.com. Great information on there from every service that we offer to information about CMN and other type things that we're involved with. Obviously, social networking on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We update every day.
Yeah,
so
great.
Anytime there's a new opening or a new offering, the information can be found there. And then another good outlet is our Love's Connect app. So iPhone,
great.
Android, BlackBerry is available in all the app stores. So
yeah.
If you don't have it, go get it and check it out.
There you go. Wow. It's, you know, and this is, honestly, that's the best way I would recommend drivers get the app, you know, and go to the website as often as you can, because things are moving so quickly. It's just great. I love to see it, because I know that means, you know, that the drivers have so many great choices out there, more and more on the road, and Love's is a huge, huge part of that. Eric, Jared, thank you so much for sharing this today. We appreciate you sitting down with us at GATS.
All right, anytime. Great to see you again.